9.9.
Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is, fuck off and die.
I can't stay away, and I know you put that on for me. I know you put that on for me, and you gon' take it off of me, off of me. Tell me you gon' make that thing pop for me, and them pennies on the drop for me. Stay in the way, I can't stay away. And I know you put that on for me. I know you put that on for me.
I'm too much drugs trying to see a candlelight. I can't think straight, but got my mind ain't right. Come take it off and show me what it's like. Let me see. I'm in the game, I shoot like Jordan with his G23. Don't matter, cause we disagreed on me, you up and leave. I bust her down, she rockin' chrome, cause she got on her knees. I told him I just want him gone before my Z they please. For me, for me, for me, for me,
for me.
For me,
for me.
Need your love, come stay with me tonight. I can't go without my drugs, cause I am not alright. I'ma let you take the wheel tonight. We know what we're doing wrong, but girl, it feels so right. It feels so right. It feels so right. She say I'm in too deep. Touch your soul right. Told her mama stop, but they ain't see it. How they don't believe it? Who on what was on me? Too strategic. I can't be defeated. I ran out of love cause they misleading. They just up and leave me. I put too much walk inside my family. Now I'm cold and dreaming. I'm in the game. I shoot like Jordan with his G23. Don't matter cause we disagreed on me. You up and leave. I bust her down. She rockin' chrome cause she good on her knees. I told them I just want them gone before my Z they please. For me. For me. For me, for me,
for me,
for me,
for me. Somebody else, then that's okay. You ain't gotta say nothing to me. Long as when you hear your name, yeah, make sure you bring that back to me. This one make you a prima donna. This one teach you, make you a scholar. No, I don't want to break your heart. Girl, I'ma make you a superstar. So much is in the way, babe. Ain't no one above the two of us. And I know you put that on for me. I know you put that on for me. Stay in the way. I can't stay away. And I know you put that on for me. I know you put that on for me.
For me. For me. For me, for me, for me, for me, for me.
You're now tuned into 101.9 CITR. Listen, you're now tuned into Off the Beat Path here on 101.9CITR.ca. I'm your host, Issa Arian. Listen, we do this every week. We are broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples. That includes the territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations, here live in the most western part of the Lower Mainland, deep in the woods of Pacific Spirit Park. If you'd like to call in, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR if you struggle with some math. Hey, and listen, and what we like to do here on the show, here at Off the Beaten Path, is we like to talk about what's going on here in the Lower Mainland. What's going on here in Canada? Sometimes what's going on in the United States. And then, you know, we have to touch on kind of the wider world, because it's becoming, I mean, it's been apparent, but like we are so much closer and so much than we ever thought. You know what I mean? Like, we're such impacted. We are so impacted by everything that goes on in the world, even when we just kind of think of ourselves in these own tiny little bubbles. And it's important that, you know, we can try to bring a worldly perspective here, because there's lots of shit going on in the world, and just don't feel like you're too far to be touched. Like, I think that that's something that we can always forget, is that we always feel like we're just out of reach to be touched and impacted by some of the things that are going on. And, you know, that's why I'm here, to try to help bring that perspective to you. You know, as you think about your holiday season, and as you go into Christmas parties, whether that be work, whether that be, you know, with your friends or family, I want you to kind of think about, you know, what are some of the things that you believe in? And when you encounter those conversations, you know, don't shy away from them. I think that it's important that, especially now in the times, what did we used to say, in these uncertain times, I can't even begin to acknowledge how many times I've written that over the past 5 years. And it's crazy because, you know, as we get closer to 2025, it's been like 5 years since the pandemic, and these uncertain times are looking very uncertain yet very familiar at the same time, which is a little bit scary, that we have been experiencing uncertainty for nearly half a decade, but really for the last 25 years of my life, it feels like. You know, but, you know, it is what it is, and we're going to thug it out. And listen, I'm going to share some things with you here on the show that I think that you should be able to take into the weekend, take into some of those Christmas parties, you know, maybe make yourself sounds a little bit interesting. You know, listen, we could dive into some political things, but also we can stay out of the political realm. And listen, you could just, you know, learn a little bit more about why orcas wear dead salmon as hats. So, you know, that's something that you didn't know before this very moment, and something just kind of like the beginning of, you know, what we're going to be doing for the next hour. So if you never listened to the show, what you know is, like I said, we talk about some of the things that are going on here in current events. You know, it's been a while, but sometimes we have some guests on. Sometimes those people, my friends, they have gotten extremely tired of coming in and talking to them on the radio. But, like, you know what? You know who's not tired of talking to you? Me. You know why? Because we're in here together. I want you to just remember that. You know, so listen, if you're calling right now, listen, you know what? I'm just going to answer the phone. We're just going to see. Check it out. Who's on the phone? Who do we got?
Hey, it's Josh.
Hey, how's it going, man? How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I just lost a volleyball game.
Ah, volleyball. Did you play well, though?
Oh, I played great, and we lost by 1 point, so it's no harm.
You know what? Yeah, you know what? No harm. It's reg league. I have a question for you. What's something that you're looking forward to? What's a tradition that your family has that you're looking forward to for the holidays?
Oh, Peking duck on Christmas Eve.
Peking duck on Christmas Eve.
Yeah. My dad's birthday.
I say, do you go out, or does your dad make it?
No, we go out. We go out. He doesn't know how to cook.
Okay, tell me about what makes it so special for you.
Oh, just experiencing my Chinese heritage with my whole family, and just eating delicious food. You know.
You know. Hey, listen. Where do you go to get Peking duck? Maybe we'll pull up.
We changed our spot because we were gonna go. We go to Burnaby Palace every year, but the past couple of years, the service has been just terrible. They overbook it. And they've got tons of online orders, and they give us like one dish every 15 minutes.
Okay, so you're changing it up on them.
I don't know where we're going, but I had one whale fact I wanted to share.
Okay,
the orca fact.
Oh yeah. Oh please share.
I just wanted to say that the blue whale is the largest animal that's ever existed on the earth, and probably the largest animal that ever will exist. It is 3 times heavier than the largest dinosaur.
You know, I didn't know shit about the blue whale.
It's incredible. It's incredible that we live at the same time as the largest animal of all time.
it is incredible that we live at the largest, and it's even more incredible that we are actively trying to make sure we outlive it.
Yeah, we are doing a great job at that.
Which, you know what? What's your name again?
Josh,
I appreciate you calling in. Thanks for sharing that whale fact. You know, I appreciate that. Listen, do you know why orcas wear why dead salmon has hats?
No, I don't. Do you know why?
No, but I'm gonna.
I thought the fashion trend.
Listen. I have some hypotheses that I'm gonna share them after we play some music. But listen, thanks for calling in. I appreciate you for tuning in. And with that, Josh, appreciate that. And you know, we're gonna play some music, and then we're gonna come back and talk a little bit about some whale facts when we get back from. Listen, we're only allowed to play a few hits on here, but listen, obviously, you know, I cannot. I have to play some Kendrick, and I'm going to play one of my favorite tracks from the album, GNX. So stay tuned.
Off they rocker. Pickable.
Surprise, bitch. Just that nigga checking cheese. Pickable. Let me FaceTime my op, bitch. I'm up the street. Pickable. Yes, AGs. I'm putting something to sleep. Pickable. He on the ground. I praise God and start stumping feet. Pickable. I put 10 on his face, bitch. My shooter playing. Pickable. I hit it from the back. I told her move her hands. Pickable. Then slide my thumb in where her at. Pickable. On your top, I'm with that bitch. Don't look back.
What they talking about? They ain't talking about none. What they talking about? They ain't talking about none. What they talking about? They ain't talking about none. What they talking about? They ain't talking about none. Huh? They ain't talking about none. Hey, that's my bitch. Hey, that's my bitch. Hey, with all that fake shit. Hey, ain't the one to play with. Hey. Pull off in a lamb, double pocket all that tams. Mister, get off on your mans. If he hand you disrespect, you better follow up with hands. Losses to the neck, but now I'm trophied up. I'm saying like, bing, bop, boom, 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 bop, bam. The type of shit I'm on, you wouldn't understand. The type of skits I'm on, you wouldn't understand. Big dog business, I would not hold your hand.
Broke bitch business, I cannot be your man. Never got his ass whooped until he opened up that can. Damn, alley hoop me bands, I'm a slam. Jam freak bitch, I like my Mac touching yams. Pay that option around me, I'ma tell you turn it off. Heard what happened to your mans, not sorry for your loss. Should've prayed before them shooters came and nailed him to the cross. I let your boy get a pass, bitch, you lucky you saw. For real.
What they talking about?
They talking about nothing.
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 Huh? They ain't talking about nothing. What they talking about?
They talking about nothing.
What they talking about?
They talking about nothing.
What they talking about?
They talking about nothing.
What they talking about?
They talking about nothing.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. Listen, if you don't listen to CITR, what are you really doing? You know what I mean? What are you really doing? You know, especially with the time that you spend in your car, because not only is it the best community radio station probably in North America, but it's absolutely the best radio station, period, in Vancouver, and you get to get it for free. So, you know, listen, this part of the community, listen, we're on here on the radio sharing us, you know, and you do your part by listening in, you know, it's a symbiotic relationship similar to these dead salmon and orcas. So one of the things is that, you know, like Josh said, listen, whales continue to fascinate us as we, you know, not only as we continue to learn more about them, but also as we just continue to just kind of watch their behavior. Like, I find whales to just be fascinating. I went to a few years ago, was supposed to sail to Hawaii from Vancouver to do the Vic Maui. And unfortunately, our boat broke. But happily, our boat broke before we left and not while we were in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. But, you know, I ended up having a return ticket from Hawaii anyways, and my mom was there. So I went and spent a week in Hawaii with my mom and my aunt, and it was a great time. But while we were there, we went to the aquarium there. And what I found is that the aquarium there is very educational, particularly when it comes about whales. And one of the things that they taught me is that we don't know shit about whales. You know, we don't really know where they go to procreate. We don't really know why they do the things that they do. Obviously, you know, whales can communicate and speak to each other and likely to other types of marine wildlife. And we don't really know what they're saying. We just kind of are in a lot of guessing. And one of the things that we are guessing about is that, so there is this, I don't even know if it's a phenomena, but it is a, but it's something that whales do, is they wear dead salmon as hats, and it's remained a mystery, to scientists. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my research brain and, you know, kind of come up with some hypothesis on why I believe that, maybe whales are wearing, why orcas are wearing a salmon as hats. And so one of them is orcas need hats. Like, you know, I think like we like to think of ourselves as the only only species that needs a hat. And like if you go around Vancouver at any time, but particularly at this time of year, what you'll see is you'll see these little tiny, like, we might not consider a salmon as a hat for an orca just because of the way it just doesn't fit on the head. But like if you walk around Vancouver, particularly Commercial Drive, Main Street area, maybe even as east, far as East Canby, what you'll see is you'll start to see the hats slowly get rolled up on people's heads as you go east. And and kind of like as you kind of hit Commercial, they just kind of look like one of our friends said, like, you know, those free condoms that they give you at the clinic, just kind of just barely on the tip. And so if we consider those hats, maybe the orcas, you know, seen some of the fishermen, they're like, they look like some East Van guys. I'm going to copy them. Maybe. One hypothesis. The second one is that orcas' arms, fins, a.k.a., are not long enough to wear a backpack or a purse. So, you know, they're like, and the fish are too slippery to kind of like squeeze underneath your arm. You know, like when you're, when you have kind of too many things in your hands and you try to like, you know, put something in your armpit and you can squeeze it there, but you can only hold it there for so long, you know, kind of as you kind of get to where you're going. You know, whales don't really have that kind of armpit, so they got to do the alternative, which is, you know, like sometimes we might put like, you might put something in your mouth. They need their mouth, right? So, hat. Kind of like maybe they just like the way it feels. Like, you know, sometimes I think that we, you know, we like to look at ourselves as kind of like the only types of species that, you know, do things because they feel good. And we know that there are some other sea mammals who do things because they feel good. They might do it a little bit more aggressive than we would want. And if you know what kind of animals we're talking about, like if you watch King of the Hill, or maybe, you know, it's one of those things, if you know kind of things, they do it a little too aggressive. Killer whales, maybe they're just into some other shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not here to kink shame killer whale, especially because me and the whales are homies. You know, like that. Like, I like to think of orcas, me, homies. You know, and then also I think that one of the one thing that we kind of have, you know, we like we hypothesize the least on is like we do a lot of goofy shit to look cool or maybe to impress a lover. Maybe this is how they impress, you know, kind of maybe a status thing. I don't know. You know, like, you know, listen, listen, I grew up, like, you know, my formative adult years were in the Jersey Shore era. And, you know, I seen a lot of greasy foreheads, I would like to say, you know, a lot of greasy foreheads, a lot of slick back and a lot of oil, in the scalp and, I don't know. You know, the fish, I'm sure those salmon have, you know, some health benefits. Like I've heard about some people putting some weird things on their face, you know, snail mucin or, you know, just kind of some things, you know, just doing what they can to make sure that they stay as fresh and, you know, and shiny as possible. And, you know, whales, they want to look good too. So the next time scientists say they're perplexed about why whales, why whales do what they do, I think that maybe they should reach out to me. Then we can kind of work on testing some of these hypotheses kind of as we move on. So you heard it here first. Listen, sometimes you just got to, it's important that you kind of think outside the box, because I feel like if whales could have backpacks, like if their arms allowed it, we would be talking about which kind of whales have the nicest backpacks. I think the beluga whales kind of would probably have some pretty sick backpacks. I don't know why. And in other news, it's actually been a while since we kind of, you know, dove deep into, you know, animal segments, and they used to be fairly hits weekly. But what we're seeing is we're not seeing that many animal encounters anymore. And one of the things that makes me nervous a little bit about what type of danger the animals are in, because it's when they fight back that you know that we are actually gaining ground and becoming more of the type of people who we believe ourselves to be. But when we don't see animals fighting back, you know, we see animals giving up, then we know that we might have some issues. And so particularly, like, there is a deer in McBride, BC, that people have seen to be wearing a high-vis jacket, you know, as a precaution. And while some people might think that a wild deer wearing a high-vis jacket might be the exact opposite of what that deer should do, I think that this is another example of animals kind of showing us they're a little smarter than we think. Because while I only know a few hunters, the hunters that I do know are, one, quite, I wouldn't say respectful of the environment, but they are a little bit more in tune with the material, I don't want to say changes, but like they might hate the environment more in theory than they do in reality. You know, that it's kind of one of those things where, you know, it's they live in, anyways, regardless, I think a deer in a high-vis jacket would make one of those people think twice about shooting it. You know, not necessarily because they don't want to have the meat, but maybe there's a small, you know, these people, there's a small sliver of those people who believe in magic, right? And so maybe they think this was once a man or a woman, or maybe the deer knows something that we also know, which is you're just not supposed to shoot someone in a high-vis jacket. Like, the whole reason they're wearing a high-vis jacket is so that you know not to shoot them. And deer know that we as animals are too stupid and too habit-forming to go against, you know, kind of common convention, which is, you know, don't shoot the blank in a high-vis jacket. Deer also struggle to, you know, they struggle to afford body armor. So this feels like maybe the next best option. And so, listen, I wish this deer much success, because not only is the high-vis jacket clearly keeping him safe, keeping her safe, but also it's keeping her warm. My one question is, I don't even want to think about what the deer had to do to get that jacket. Makes me concerned, to be honest. Like, did somebody put that deer to sleep and then put the jacket on while it was sleeping? If you care You know, I feel like this can go down a den. You know, maybe what do deer sleep in? A den? I'll figure that out over the break. Listen, when we come back, we are going to talk a little bit about. Listen, I heard some of those quotes that came out of the Trudeau Donald Trump dinner, and it's kind of crazy to think that that's what we have to look forward to. But, you know, if a guy can survive 50 days in the Northeast BC woods, you know, maybe Canada can survive 4 years of Donald Trump. When we get back from a sweet, sweet musical break, we're going to dive in. So get about your feelings and stay tuned.
Smoking, chillin'. Real West Side shit, Compton, nigga. You already know what's up. Hey, yeah, pull up with a thing or two. Yeah, you know what I came to do. Slide down the avenue. Yeah, did what I had to do. Oh, infinite flavors. Yeah, pick your favorite. Yeah, key shit player. Ooh, think about running for mayor. Yeah, looking at the Lakers. Assalam alaikum, wa alaikum salam. Why thank you? We the realest niggas alive. Hi, hater. Bye, hater.
Bye, hater. Bye, Felicia. Not today, not tomorrow either. Shit, look dope. It's a lot of vacant houses, whole city, like a town. I made the block look snaggy too. Auntie in the cockers, no Johnny is the project, no Saint Lucia. Tryna kill bills, off a dollar meal, really will fix your whole attitude. Been rapping about the real since a little nigga. Nigga, imagine if I had a booth. I was only 9 years old when I found my soul. Cuz had me in the booth, book a nose. First shit I ever wrote, shorty blood, hit the whole block posted. Everybody tweaking up the vocals, any social I'm posted. I might ride it, I can't cope, I don't know, could be inside. First line was about my nigga Sugar. You just heard that he died on the last Friday. I'm fucked up.
How about your feelings, how about the feelings? Come high, I'm just chilling, come. I want you to get high. Come slide with me. Oh, I got a feeling. Get it cracking like a killer. In the back, you're chilling with you. I want you to get high with me. Come slide with me.
I don't want a buttercream beamer with an R&B deep slide. Straight to the pay like a visa. Little freaky, little thick thing. Keep a nigga bustin', got a fucking up a knee like she shot you with Adidas. Ever since a young nigga, I've been the leader. Always sat down on the pledge of allegiance. Badass kid to the public, but to me, I'm like, fuck it, one day, motherfucker, gon' see it. Just took the cush out the zip out, watching never hip hop. Meanwhile, a few channels down the block, they getting robbed by the punk ass cops. I can't believe what I see with my eyes. So now they, I'm like, fuck it, I'ma look to the skies and manifest anything I need. Any pussy, any weed, any plug on the power trip. Fuck a plug when the whole team, the power strip. No, not to these niggas trying to politic. Got my guys already, got my queen already, how I sound already, how my songs already. Gotta imagine how the nigga ain't on already. I don't care, take it day by day. Pussy with my vices, money in my safe. Cash going up as I elevate. I was down bad, now I'm hella straight.
How about your feelings, how about the feelings? Come high, I'm just chilling, come. I want you to get high with me. Come slide with me. Oh, I got a feeling. Get it cracking like a killer. In the back, you're chilling. Smoke, but you won't try with me. Don't you dare get paranoid, girl. I'm head on as the road, plus I keep the nine on me. Shit.
Niggas putting fades on the beat, nigga. I ain't done. You feel me? Hey, bro, let this bitch rap.
Back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. That's CITR.ca if you want to listen online. Listen, here at CITR. So if you don't know what CITR does, kind of in the wider, what we do here is we're a community radio station. So, you know, if you have a voice, we want it. If you want to, if you feel like you need to come and, you know, speak on, you know, anything that is important to you, because listen, one of the things that I personally, you know, believe in is that more people need to continue to share their voice. More people need to, you know, not just like have shows here and there, but we need to create entire ecosystems, you know, kind of talking about the things that you want to talk about, you know, talking about the things I want to talk about, because I feel like we can, you know, we can often get kind of a little downtrodden, especially, you know, when you hear the news and you're just constantly being bombarded with problems that you feel like you are too big to fix by yourself. You know, it is too big to fix by yourself. And that's why everybody needs to kind of, you know, not just embrace, you know, kind of the potential changes that we can make, you know, and kind of lean into your imagination, but also, you know, really lean into kind of the realities and the kind of the things that you can do. And one of those things that I feel like everybody can do, or, you know, is share your story, share your voice, learn and listen and continue to create things. And so the radio for me is just doing my part, because listen, if you look at, I don't want to say the other side, but if you look at kind of all of your enemies, and you think about the enemies that you have, I 100% guarantee that those people are organizing against you. You know, they're organizing in ways in which your imagination probably is where your imagination works the hardest. Now, I think that it's time for you to work your imagination in your own benefit. And, you know, sometimes for myself, I can get a little bit down, especially when I think about these things. But I watched a documentary over a few days ago. And, you know, what I have found, particularly with myself in documentaries, is you get a little bit inspired. You know, you get a little bit inspired just by the learning about regular ass people who are just kind of doing. And I'm not talking about, you know, these celebrity biopics. Those are not documentaries, you know, talking about, you know, thinking about ordinary people with extraordinary stories. And so there's this documentary called 1971. I highly recommend people to check it out. It's on YouTube because the publishing house, you know, wants people to be able to share and wants people to be able to talk about it. And so it was in 1971. This group of students broke into an FBI office and they stole documents, which led to COINTELPRO being exposed. And if you don't know what COINTELPRO was, one, you should just Google it. You know, and I had never really thought about how COINTELPRO was exposed. I just always knew that it was true. And you kind of understand through the realities of COINTELPRO, and something that I'm very grateful that, you know, my mom and my aunts and, you know, people in my life really imparted on me things that I needed to know as I grew up and kind of, you know, was able to open my eyes. And this was like being woke before woke was a slur. And so, you know, understanding that the government, you know, is going to act not in, you know, not only not in your best interest, but, you know, is going to do illegal actions to work in their best interest. And so the documentary is about how these ordinary students did an extraordinary thing. And you don't even know how they didn't even know how extraordinary it was. Because it's one of those things is when you're moving in faith, you're moving in good faith and you're moving, you know, kind of with, you know, in the right direction, these things happen. And, I would highly suggest people go check it out because you can see, you know, just how you can have an impact and you never know, your own limits. So one of the things, you know, talking about that is, you know, we all have kind of, I think, like the hangover of the election. We've all, you know, we've kind of all just, I say we all, because I find, kind of feel like I've been here for a while, but it's just kind of accepted that, listen, our next president is about to be, it's about to be some shit going on. And, you know, there was that quote where Donald Trump suggested that Canada become the 51st state if it can't survive the tariffs and the accusations of, you know, United States helping illegal immigrants coming. I mean, Canada helping illegal immigrants coming to the country, kind of wild. But, you know, Donald Trump, you never know what's going to happen. But so Trudeau flew to Palm Beach to meet with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago, where the president-elect had a meeting. With Trudeau had a meeting with the transition team. And to basically talk about the steep tariffs being imposed on Canadian products into the United States. And so, like Trump says, he made it very clear that the United States will no longer sit idly by as our citizens become victims to the scourge of this drug epidemic, mainly caused by cartels and fentanyl pouring in from China through the Canadian border. Spoke on things, you know, things that are, I think, that are very important to Canadian, not just economy, but the identity. Like, I think that it is, it's not one of those things that we kind of see, I feel like I witnessed, you know, kind of firsthand, you know, people being overtly proud of their Canadian identity. But I have to imagine that it is there latent, you know, just waiting for, and not to say the opportunity, but like it needs to be an opportunity because you kind of have to stand up for something. That's one of the things that I have, you know, kind of reading this documentary and kind of reading some of the books that I read is that like, people have got to have a little bit of fight in them. And I think that's one of the things that people do like about Donald Trump is that he feels very American, like in his aggression. Like, I didn't even know that Canada and the United States had beef, but Donald Trump seems to be creating some beef. And so I can only see how this impacts me negatively. You know, and listen, I'm not Canadian yet, but listen, a few months, I might be a proud Canadian, like one of those people who puts a hockey stick maybe on the back of their bicycle and, you know, hangs a flag from it. You know, I'm not going to let these American people just push us over. You know, it's just not going to happen. So, yeah, like coming out of that meeting, it doesn't feel very promising. Like, and it also doesn't feel like it feels almost as if all of the things that people say about Trudeau are going to be exposed, you know, kind of with the Trump administration, that he's soft and he's dumb. And so, like, it's hard to find a Canadian who likes Justin Trudeau, but like also don't like the alternatives. And it feels like this is kind of the position many countries seem to be in, but, yeah, we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes looking, going forward, but it doesn't look too good. I'm gonna keep it real. It almost looked as bad as I seen people crying. I saw. You know, I'm on Twitter. Like, I internet pretty hard. Was reading some tweets from some people at the UN Climate Summit talking about, basically talking about, you know, what is our world gonna look like as we continue on the pace. And I feel like we have been talking about this since I was a little kid, you know, kind of talking about like the pace in which we are consuming, producing, and, you know, really not using the goods that we produce because of where they end up and what that means for the world. And so what you saw is a lot of people crying, looking at pictures. I think that the climate summit does a really good job of sharing, you know, you know, not only just kind of sharing through documentaries and through, like, you know, documentaries like Buy Now and documentaries that kind of showcase, this is like, you're thinking about, you know, what you're wearing now, but you never thought about the end of life. And I brought it up to one of my friends, and particularly about like how I have this jacket in my back. My friend showed me a picture of us from like 10 years ago, and I have a jacket in there. I have a jacket that I still have it, and I'll probably never wear it again. Cause it's one of those things, you know, it's one of those half blazer, half jacket, you know, kind of one of those things where I feel like now on TikTok, it's like that always, it's like this big joke about millennials wearing business casual to the club. And it was like one of those jackets that was like right on the tail end of that. It was like it was like three quarters casual, a tenth formal, 15% garbage. And I'm like, I don't want to throw this away. I don't want to give it away. Nobody will ever wear this. And like, after watching that documentary, I'm like, listen, this is exactly why I've never thrown it away, because, you know, I don't know where it goes at the end. And so, like, I feel like I have to turn it into something, but every time I think about turning old clothes into something, it always goes into turning it into a fanny pack. And I just like don't know how many fanny packs I can have, you know, like how many fanny packs does one person need? Right now I only have one, but I have about 8 pieces of clothing that like should become fanny packs pretty soon. But, you know, but we'll see. I think that like hopefully as people start to it's not even just the fact that like people, you know, you look at these pictures and you're like seeing like you're like, oh, this is in you know, Papua New Guinea, or this river in you know, in Mumbai, or you know, this river in where I can't remember it was in Kenya. You know, you're just like, these things are so far away from me, you know, I feel totally unimpacted by them. But then when you look at, you just kind of look at the possibilities and kind of think about our imagination about what our lives could be like, you know, what our lives would be like, you know, if we didn't care so much about trying to, you know, continually push forward with, you know, staying on trend, or, you know, using our clothes as a way to represent your status. And, you know, kind of how does that impact not just like kind of like the clothes that you wear, and, you know, the groups that you're a part of, you know, from showcasing which clothes you are, but also, you know, our ideas around status, our ideas around kind of who's worthy of conversation, who's worthy of kind of being talked to. And it all kind of hinges on our ego. And I think that, like, when we look at kind of the climate and we look at some of the things that we could probably cut back on, ego is big than one of them. But I also say this from, like, one of the most, you know, from such a very privileged position, like I'm, you know, have the ability to change clothes all the time and, you know, buy new clothes when I want. But also, you know, we all have the ability to hold on to things just a little bit longer, and we should be thinking about that a little bit more. So if you're not familiar, you know that Taylor Swift is coming to Vancouver this weekend. And listen, if you've ever thought about scamming, this might be your perfect opportunity. And when we get back for our musical break, I'm going to tell you just a few of the common scams that you might want to think about taking part in this weekend, because they seem to be working. When we get back, You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. .ca. A few things. Kind of before we kind of jump right into, what are some of the scams that you can pull off? You ever see people who post online all the time? And oftentimes these people post a lot of words. You know, and you're just like, I talk about this all the time. But I'm like, you're the problem. You know, like you are the problem in your life. And, yeah, I don't know why. It's always just very funny. Like I find that people who post, you know, kind of like, you know, that they have all the haters and like they, you know, that, and like, you know, just kind of, you know, a lot of those, you know, when you see it anyways, yeah, as I sometimes when I'm in the middle of, you know, listening to some music, you know, I scroll some Facebook and then I'm just like, like, I want to tell, like, sometimes you just want to tell these people, but also, for me, I enjoy watching a car crash. Not like in a, you know, sadistic way. You know, I don't want to see, like, a cars get totaled, but I do like to see cars bump into each other, you know, and fold it up. But nobody injured. Just harmless fun. Just like scams. I feel like scams sometimes, especially, you know, this is a little biased in me, but I feel like if you get scammed for a Taylor Swift ticket, you probably got it, you know? It's a little scam. A little scammy scam, you know what I mean? Just a little scam off the top, you know, for the scams that your forefathers did. And so, you know, listen, you want to listen, the people are out here scamming. One woman in Ontario was able to scam last month $79,000, one person in one weekend. She got caught, so obviously don't scam $79,000. But, like, listen, you can make a lot of money selling tickets that don't exist here within here at Taylor Swift concerts this weekend. Also, listen, if you want to do a legal scam, and it might be illegal because of where you live at, but if you want to do a legal scam, listen, people are paying crazy amounts to rent places for the weekend. But listen, just like I talked about this earlier, particularly when it comes to, you know, some current events, listen, do not get fired, a.k.a. evicted, for renting out your apartment if you know that is not allowed in your building, you know, informally or formally. Because one thing that I have learned is that, like, you know, while Vancouver neighbors are notoriously quiet, you know, and notoriously, I would say, you know, they're just not the most neighborliest of people, you know, can be all the times. They will snitch on you, you know, and I do... Listen, they are watching your ass and they are paying attention. So make sure that you have a plan when it comes to scamming your landlord or when it comes to scamming the people. You know, don't use your real Facebook. You know, I think that that's an important one because, listen, whenever I think I'm about to get scammed on Facebook, listen, I go and friend a few of the people with the same last name as the person who was selling me, you know, something. Just in case they disappear and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to come get you, you know? And you don't know what that looks like. Like, I feel like, you know, this year, 2024 has kind of taught me that, like, revenge can come in many different forms, right? You know, and you got to figure out which one looks best, you know, which one looks best on you, you know, which color of revenge looks best on you. And listen, there's so many opportunities to scam. And there's parking scams now. You know, there's parking scams. Listen, I once went to a golf tournament for work a few years ago where I didn't get scammed because I wasn't paying for it, but it was absolutely not legit. You know what I mean? Where a man, you know, what some people might say unhoused, was collecting payment for parking in a public parking spot. And, you know, while you might say that's a scam, you know, and you might say you got scammed by giving him the $20, you know whose car it didn't get broken into? This guy. You know why? Because sometimes it's not a scam. It's only a scam if you don't pay it, you know? And some of the biggest scams, you don't have a choice but to pay. You know, and for the last one, one of the things I think that we're continually getting scammed with, is just kind of like what we think justice might look like, and you know what it absolutely doesn't look like. You know, so when I say that justice, I mean righteous. What's righteous in the world? Listen, and sometimes you just have to learn. Listen, you can learn a lot from teenagers, and you should be able to learn a lot from teenagers, and particularly how they scam, because they learn from us, and you know, in a symbiotic relationship, we learn from them. So, a teen streamer created a crypto coin and made $30,000 before he dumped it. So the streamer, $Kid, who happens to be a 13-year-old boy, created a cryptocurrency and immediately pumped and dumped it during the live stream. Per Decrypt, the young streamer created a meme coin generated named Gen Z Quant via the Solane-based platform Pump and Fun, and heavily promoted it. Once it picked up some attention, he immediately sold his stake in the currency for a profit and flipped off his viewers, generating him $30,000. Insane. Listen, like, could you imagine, like, making, you know, your parents' quarterly earnings in one night and then having them tell you, get your ass to bed? Like, he's flicking off his fans. He might as well be flipping me off, like, saying, fuck you. You know, because, listen, I work hard for my money. You know, work hard for the little bit of money I got, you know, and I want to make sure that, you know, I could keep it. And imagine thinking that you were about to get over on this kid and he gets you for 30K, you know, just got to scam harder. But listen, we do this every week, Tuesday, 10 to 11, Crimes and Treasons, 8 to 10, right before my show. Sometimes we have a nice jazz show come on here afterwards. But haven't seen her in a while. So, you know, listen, this is a great evening for community radio. Listen, you know, if you got a voice, come feel free to share it on CITR. Listen, we love callers. Thank you, Josh, for calling in today. Listen, we do this every week. Stay tuned. And listen, if you're going to be out here scamming this weekend, be safe. If you're going to be out here and you think you might get scammed, well, keep it tight. You know what I'm saying? I'm out. Peace.
I'ma keep this feeling close to me, but I think I lost my mind. 11 months of the same routine, keeping up this facade of mine. I'm gonna buy you some roses, baby,
and then we're gonna get real.
Pretty soon I'll be talking my shit, so I can keep running in.